Okie dokie, let's go for it. You are listening to Right Back Atcha, the 2000s pop music podcast where we have so much fun taking pop music seriously, hosted by my podcasting better half and one of my nearest and dearest friends ever, David and Lynn, and me, Brent Cross, shopper of the month, Joel Babington. Hello, David. How are you doing?
JB, I am so ecstatic to be doing this episode. And do you know what? Already, even before we got on today, I'm feeling slightly emotional. It's partly because of the week I've been having, but also because I feel so much pride. I feel so much pride in us getting to 5 years. And you know what? The time has gone by quickly, hasn't it?
Time goes by, but we stand still, as the girls would say.
Someone in the office today, because I said we're recording our 5th year anniversary episode, and they were like, wouldn't it be funny if you put a clip of your very first episode in there? I was like, no, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
Well, you David, like the I idea?
Yeah, put it in.
No, Joel, we can't. I can't. I cannot go back. You know me. I can listen to our podcast up to a certain point, but the really old stuff, and we appreciate that you guys like it and you guys go back and listen to it, but I actually can't. I can't bring myself to it. So, but we're grateful to the S Club Juniors episode. Thank you for getting us there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's flown by, Davo, hasn't it? So, listeners, if you don't know what's going on, we are celebrating our 5th anniversary today, and we are going to have a big pop party that you're all invited to, that you're all a part of. Today is our mailbag episode. It's only our 2nd ever mailbag episode, David. So you guys have all sent us in your thoughts, your questions, hopefully some favorite podcast memories, general messages for us, and I just can't wait to dive in, Davo.
I'm so impressed with the amount that we've got. It actually shocked me because I haven't been keeping track of it. I looked this morning in our actual inbox, the Gmail inbox, and I was so surprised by how many there are. And then you were like, David, there's also the DMs. I was like, oh my God, there's more from there as well. So I listened to a few this morning before work, and I was already starting to feel a little bit emotional and so touched by the voice notes that you guys have sent in. So, wow, 5 years, like, here we go. Like, honestly, you guys show us so much love, and we're so, so grateful for all of it.
It's something we do, whether we're recording or not, basically, but it is just bloody amazing that there are people here to be on this journey with us. The fact that anyone listens to us astounds me, and I am so, so thankful for it. And hopefully you guys also will feel that you are just part of this with us. You're like, you know, our listeners are our extended friends, and you're part of the conversation with us. And today especially, you really are.
Oh, literally, I cannot wait to see what comes up.
All right, let's dive in to our very first one. It is our lovely listener, Dan, and I'll go on record, he's one of the few people that I will not hold being a Westlife fan against
him. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Dan, you're like that. Okay. That way inclined.
So, shall we dive in and listen to it, Dave?
Go on, then.
Hey, Joel. Hey, David. It's your number one fan, Dan. Absolutely love the podcast. Amazing that it's been going for, what, 5 years, did you say?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to narrow down favourite moments. There's too many to choose from. I love the soap star to pop star episode, the UK one.
Oh, that was
And
fun.
I can't think of Letitia Dean anymore now without calling her Tish the Dish. And Tracy. But if I had to pick my favourite moment out of all the podcast episodes, and I've said it before, it's Joel's impression of Vicky B in Brent Cross Shopping Centre talking to that man who was in Spice World, the movie, who sold a story by Emma. It was absolutely amazing. Congratulations on the podcast. It brings a lot of light and happiness to so many people. I suffer from a bit of anxiety now and again, and just listening to and re-listening to your episodes just puts a smile on my face. So all the best, guys. Here's to another 5 years and more iconic Hun moments.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Dan. It's so interesting to hear people's voices, isn't it? When we see DMs from you guys in comments and stuff, it's all written. But also that Brent Cross thing, Joel, that is like one of your most iconic moments. I feel like
it's one of my absolute favorite moments of the podcast ever.
We need to do a greatest hits for the JB, because the JB has given us so many moments, but maybe for the 6th anniversary, we'll do that.
And you poor cow. Listen, Dan, thank you so, so much. Just, we love you and you know that. What a way to kick things off, Davo. Right, do you want to go for this one and I'll hit play?
So this one is by Scott from Glitter and Gold, the original Steps podcast. G'day.
G'day, boys. Hello, Scott. Let's hit play.
Hey, boys. It is Scott here from Glitter and Gold, the Steps podcast, wanting to wish both of you a massive congrats on 5 fabulous years of Right Back At Ya. You guys are such a massive inspiration for us as we start our podcast journey. And on a personal note as well, the podcast has been a massive escapism for me. And you always make me feel like a teenager again, especially during the pandemic. I would be hanging for a new episode of the podcast to just sort of escape from the madness of the world for an hour or so. So a massive congrats. And here is to another 5 years. I have a couple of questions for you boys. The first one is, if you could go back and re-record one episode that you've already done, what would it be and why? And secondly, on our podcast, we recently went through our top 5 step songs of all time. Oh. So I want to know from you boys, what are your top 5 step songs of all time? Wow. Congrats again, boys. And here is to another 5 years.
Oh,
wow.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Cheers. Oh, we love Steps. And honestly, the Steps episodes do really well for us. So we love seeing the fandom so engaged, and obviously Steps themselves coming out with new music and like keeping us fed. So cheers to Steps. JB, what episode would you want to re-record?
I think S Club Juniors, because it was our very first. Same. And you know how we've moved on. And also Billy Piper.
Same. I was going to say those two. For some reason, I think I really enjoyed, well, first of all, S Club Juniors was a genuine discovery for me when we did our episode. And ever since, I've really, really stanned. And I think I've got possibly a deeper appreciation and love for them now that I absolutely wouldn't mind going and doing a new version of that, but we'll see.
And Billy Piper, just because I remember I was really ill when we recorded.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely consider that. Okay, JB, what is your top 5 steps?
Oh,
are you literally doing this on the spot now? Because I listened to this voice note this morning and I made a little note. So I did actually the one bit of homework.
I wanted to be fresh for this.
Okay,
episode,
go on then.
David
go
Lim.
On. Be real. Be.
All right. Number one definitively is Stomp.
Oh, okay.
Number one. And then can I do the other 4 in no particular order?
Yeah, go for it. This is all in no particular order, Scott. So don't hold us to it.
So Last Thing on My Mind, and then the other L, Love's Got a Hold on My Heart, 2 of my absolute favorites. Scared of the Dark, because it reset the template.
Yes.
And then, off the top of my head, so I might regret this, but just because of how incredible it is, Deeper Shade of Blue.
Okay, for me, number one is Deeper Shade of Blue. Number two, again, no particular order, Human Touch. Is that a B-side? I don't know how, again, when we did our Steps episode, I discovered that, and that was on the Last Dance compilation. Last Thing on My Mind, number 3. Number 4, What the Future Holds. I absolutely love that song. And I know this one, number 5, is no one's definite favorite, but for me, You'll Be Sorry, the WIP remix.
And then obviously a big shout out to Bittersweet. Bittersweet.
Absolute tune.
That's a
bonus 6 one for both of us, Bittersweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, while we're with fabulous Aussie podcasts, shall we stay down under? And we have our fabulous friend, Adam Eve from This Is Disco and his Girls Aloud podcast. Let's see what he's had to say.
Oh my God.
Well, hello, my darling David and Joel. It's Adam Eve here from The Record Doctor, This Is Disco, and The Girls Aloud podcast. And I'm just shooting through a little voice message for you both to wish you the most incredible fifth anniversary of Right Back At Ya the two of you could possibly ever have. Aww. 5 years on the front lines of pop music, making sure the divas and dreamboats of the 2000s are shown their dues and given their proverbial flowers. Your efforts in the world of pop are immense. The podcast is literally one of the greatest of all time, and the two of you are some of the loveliest, most wonderful people I've ever been lucky enough to know. During the difficulty and deep loneliness of the pandemic, and also during a very, very turbulent time in my own life personally, Right Back At Ya and hearing the two of you chat pop would put the biggest smile on my face on days that I wasn't sure I'd even be able to smile. So thank you both for the last 5 glorious years of Right Back At Ya, and may the next 5 be even bigger, brighter and bolder than the previous. All of my love from down under, and congratulations once again.
Wow.
I love Adam so much. What? I'm really floored by that message.
Bless you, Adam. You've left the Right Back At Ya boys speechless. That was so incredible, Adam.
Didn't we have so much fun doing the This Is 2002 with Adam and Eliza?
Yeah.
You know, Adam does so much, and his podcasts, all of them, are so informative, so like just engaging. We stan.
I don't know how he does it. We stan. Love you, Adam.
Love you.
Let's stay with Adam. Let's stay in the world of Adam, should we say.
Oh, we got Miss Eliza Day. Oh my God, I wasn't expecting that at all. You can tell, like, I really haven't been checking the inbox very diligently. I'd glossed over. Oh, here we go. The other half of This Is Disco, the Kylie and Danny podcast, which, by the way, they must be absolutely living right now with Kylie's new era and also new Danielle Jane Minogue music. So I am just so excited for that podcast and both of them.
Oh, honestly, in the words of Nikki Webster, these are the best days.
Buongiorno, boys. Very excited to be christening that new favourite Minogue phrase on you both. It's, of course, Eliza Day here from This Is Disco, just calling to wish you both a very, very happy fifth Daniversary, we could say.
Yes, we can say that.
Kylie Anniversary. You both can choose. Maybe you can alternate.
Absolutely.
So thank you both for always bringing so much joy to us all. Absolutely love, in particular, your Minogue specials. They are always fantastic. And on this very special occasion, I wanted to ask you both a couple of questions, just something to reflect upon. So on your fifth anniversary year, it's also 2 anniversaries in the world of Minogue. First of all, we have the 20th anniversary of Neon Nights.
Oh, very important.
Very important. Yeah. And I know you've both done an amazing Neon Nights special, which I hope everyone has listened to already.
Thank you for plugging.
But I would like to know from you both, with all the repackaged stuff that's coming out and the 781 different remixes that we're about to be blessed with, what are you guys most looking forward to with Neon Nights 20? What have you purchased from the Danny Minogue shop? And my second question, if you've got time, it's also the 20th Kylie Anniversary of Body Language.
Now,
from what I can tell, we don't yet have a Right Back At Ya Body Language episode, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe this year, maybe I'll manifest that. But I guess just until then, what are your favourite songs from this album, videos, moments. I mean, anything. You can go wild. Anyway, until then, I am going to go and toast you both with a glass of bubbles in a bath of bubbles, a la Mariah Carey.
Love it.
Love you both. Oh, I should say love and kisses, dance floor darlings.
Aww. Bye. Love you, Eliza. So first things first, I love that she's assumed that we've purchased the Danny Anniversary Edition, which she correctly has. I've got that picture disc on pre-order and I can't wait. What I'm also extremely excited about on this is the brilliant slip mat.
The slip mat is good.
We do know Friend of the Pod has been involved in this, Seb, with his glorious work. The slip mat is amazing. And the most recently announced tote bag is
genius. So shout out to London Records, shout out to Seb, because these merch, the designs, everything, the rollout, the assets on social media is all pow, 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 as Mariah Carey would say. JB, let's talk about body language really quickly, because we just did our Kylie Fever episode recently, and I know you and I need to talk about it. For body language, we've literally not discussed it, so I don't want to put the JB on the spot, because, you know, he likes to think about these things. He doesn't want to like put anything on record.
Thank you, David.
So I'm going to protect the JB and say, for me, the moment on body language is Chocolate, which is one of my all-time favorite Kylie songs, top five. So there you go. That's all we'll give you with body language. You're going to wait till we do the body language episode to hear more.
No more further questions. The true PR stepped out.
Yeah, I'm going to protect the JB here, because he's possibly not ready to comment on the body language era.
Look, I'm monogamous in training, as you all know. So, David, let's move on to our next voice note here. It is from Victor, and I can't wait to hear what he said.
Here we go.
Hey there, right back at you, boys. It's me, Victor. I am from Las Vegas, Nevada, here in the United States.
Wow.
We've cracked America.
Currently living in Chicago, Illinois. And your podcast, let me just say, has turned some of these awful, horrible, sunless Chicago winter days into one of the sunniest, most, you know, laughed-infused moments. And you guys single-handedly pulled me out of seasonal affect depression that, you know, people get. And I grew up in the desert where summer is like 12 months a year. And, you know, it sucks out here in Chicago. But when I put your guys' podcast on and listened to the On the Six J-Lo episode.
Oh, my God. A throwback.
The like, genuine chemistry between you two, and then the genuine discourse that you guys have about the artists that you cover, the respect, the and you guys are smart. You know the saying, you can't be funny unless you are smart, and you guys are some of the funniest. Even your quips, like, you should try to get Jennifer Lynn trending, which, truth be told, I have only been calling Jennifer Lopez Jennifer Lynn from here on out. So I've been doing my part.
Thank you, Victor.
And then Joe Babington goes, David, you took the words and the thoughts right out of my mind. It was so funny. And it's you, the Right Back At You podcast, and sadly, my dad wrote a porno with Jamie Morton and Alice Levine and James Cooper. It ended,
to the pod.
But now I have something to keep going, because aww, I don't know what it is about you Brits, but you guys make me laugh, and laughter is infectious and contagious. And I even listened to your podcast where the girls go ghost hunting, and it was just so funny. Like, and now you've introduced me to them and your Kylie episode, and then your solo Spice Girls episode.
Oh my God.
You know, a personal request of mine would be the Love album by Jennifer Lopez, obviously, and then an overview of like the other albums in between. That would be amazing. Anyway, love you guys. If you're ever out in Chicago or Las Vegas, depending where I'm at the time, please come. But you guys are amazing. I love you guys. And I feel like you guys are one of my friends. And yeah, thank you so much. Love, Victor from the United States.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you, Victor.
Oh my God, we'll see you there. Let's book and pack our bags, Davo.
It brings me so much joy to hear someone from another country being like, oh, checked out Ghost Hunting with Girls Aloud because of you guys.
Imagine trying to be an American and trying to explain that to your colleagues.
Yeah, sometimes we forget, don't we? Because I think we have our own kind of language and our own references. And we're so grateful that, you know, you guys are listening from all over the world and you're kind of like invested in his journey and being like, oh, what is this? Let me Google this where these guys are talking. I love that. And thank you so much, Victor. And honestly, let's get Jennifer Lynn trending.
Let's go for it. And Victor, this is especially for you. Jennifer Lynn, get down here. Just for you, darling. Victor, that was so, so wonderful. Thank you so much for sending that in to us. Next, we have our first written question.
So this one's from Katie. Thank you, Katie. First of all, thank you so much for the podcast. I found it in 2020 and it has brought me so much joy throughout the years. Now, onto my question. You're both allowed to go into the Xenomania vault, but you can only choose one band or artist unreleased material to listen to each. Who would you pick? JB?
Well, we can't waste our opportunity.
We're going to say Girls Aloud.
Yeah. Obviously, the number one is Girls Aloud, but the number two is I need to hear the Britney recording.
So you're thinking Britney Graffiti My Soul?
Correct.
I actually want to hear the Kylie and Minogue Xenomania stuff. I know there's more Kylie. I know there's more Brian Higgins. So that's number two for me.
Well, thank you, Katie. There you go. Now, if you see it on the news, Xenomania have also been broken into, and that's what they take. It wasn't us.
No,
it was not us. We've been framed. Oh, here we go. Now, here we've got one from lovely friend of the pod, Lucas. Let's see what he has had to say.
Hello, Dr. Joel Ann Babington, and hello, David. I just want to say a massive, massive, massive well done for your 5th year anniversary. 5 years of being ultimate 2000s pop icons. I think I said this on your last mailbag episode, but I just absolutely love that I've finally found a community and people who love all these random, and even not so random, but just the 2000s pop that I love, that I've never really met anybody else in my life who knows many of it, really. I was trying to think of favourite moments or favourite episodes, but I have to say, the best moment of every episode is definitely a Joel Babington impression or accent. or a really nice sultry R&B diva moment from David. So keep it up. Every episode needs both of those. I have a few requests for future episodes. So a Hilary Duff episode of Dignity. Yes. A Girlicious episode.
Oh.
And I realise we don't really talk about boy bands very often, but if we could get one of like the gayest boy bands, so like Fix, D-Side, my favourites, V, that'd be great. So thank you in advance, and I hope to get to see you at the Mighty Hoopla.
Oh, my God.
Come find us, Lucas.
Absolutely.
And Lucas, I'll berate you like I do in your TikTok comments. Random. None of these girlies are random. But no, thank you. Love you. Love the message. I think for me personally, the only boy band I would potentially ever approach is Fix.
Of course. It absolutely
he knows,
is Fix.
He knows. All righty-o. Oh, here we go. Good friend of the pod here.
Who is this? Who is it?
Who is this?
Who is it? It's only Joe. G'day, Joe. Another one from Down Under.
G'day, Joe.
I'm really surprised by the number of Down Under listeners here, but obviously our Down Under listeners are very tuned in and proactive, so thank you.
Yes, we love our Australian Street team.
Happy 5th birthday right back at you, boys. I can't believe it's your 5th year. That's awesome. Now that's a cool year to celebrate. I'm such a fan of the podcast, the show. Everything you guys do is incredible. Bringing awareness to such iconic artists from the Y2K era. I mean, it's incredible. Your shows are incredibly well researched. And every single person that I show the show to, they just freak out. They can't believe that this actually exists. And yeah, you're Delta? Uniting all of us together, all of the pop music lovers together, and we get to celebrate. It's very fucking cool. I just wanted to ask a question, if you guys don't mind.
Oh,
I would love to know, who would you pick if you were able to form your own all-female supergroup from the artists of the 2000s? Who would you...
This is hard.
Who would you select? What would be your ultimate dream lineup? I want to know. So make sure you guys tag me when the podcast comes up, and I can't wait to see what your answer is. My favorite right back at your moment is definitely the Bardo episode.
Of course, we loved it.
Super cool, and definitely brought so many new Bardo fans out of the woodworks. And I also loved your Maya episode, which was really cool. I thought it was awesome having you guys get to chat and ask all of these incredible questions and talk about stuff that's been in the deep vaults. And I also loved the Delta Goodrum episode,
yes.
Which I hope we can, see more stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, awesome work. Love it. Fantastic. And keep me posted on
it. Oh, bless you, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. Joe, you've been one of our biggest supporters for years, so we cannot thank you.
Thank you so much for everything, Joe. And yeah, honestly, a true champion behind the scenes. We loved doing the Maya episode, and it was genuinely like I had a moment this week and I was listening to Space and Time by Maya, which she brought up to us when we did the interview during lockdown, and how special that song is, especially at the time where the world was shut down. So I can't thank you guys enough for that moment. Also, we love doing Delta. Yes, we love doing Pop Stars Australia and all that. I mean, my greatest joy is always, Joel, when I get to share an Aussie artist with you. And
those are my favorite episodes.
I know, because we have so much fun with it. And also like seeing how high they chart in your like all-time listen stuff.
Exactly. I mean, your impact, honestly.
Come on, Down Under, represent.
Honestly, I need to get my visa or whatever, you know, I think...
I mean, honorary citizenship, Australia, would you consider the JB?
If and when you ever move home, David, I'm just coming in your suitcase. I'm here. So, Joe, we get asked this a lot, and it's a different question every time. So we're picking a girl band. So we've both got to pick our own lineup of pop girlies. That is just so tough.
We want to celebrate the true underrated vocalist, don't we? So I would say Anita Mutia.
Oh,
Basically, I'm recreating Sugar Babes 3.0, 2.0. I want Mutia, Keisha, Heidi. And who else would I throw in there? Just to mix it up a bit, I would throw in Nicola Roberts, just for a different vocal texture.
Wow.
And I want, do they all have to be from girl groups? You know what? Fuck it.
No, they could just be any pop girl.
I'm going to put in Beverly Knight.
Imagine Beverly Knight and Mutia Buena in the same group.
The vocals are vocaling. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, Nicola, Keisha and Heidi as well.
Come on, the blend. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have Jade Ewin.
Oh, yeah. A vocalist.
Vocalist, dancer, triple threat. I'm going to have Miriama from the Honeys.
Yes.
I'm going to have Maya. Speaking of superstars.
Maya knows her way around a harmony, and she can perform. Hella perform, yes.
I'm going to have my girl Jen Frost in there.
Jen, come on. Thank you, baby.
And last but not least, in my girl band supergroup, wild card, Ellie Campbell.
Come on, LA. It's Ellie Campbell's time.
All right. Now, we've got a very short written in question here.
This one's from Ono. What's your opinion on Spice Girls Voodoo? Keep up the good work. I love Voodoo.
I love Voodoo. I think it's a very great, like, bonus track.
You know what it is about Voodoo? It was trying to create the chemistry of who do you think you are. Even with the back and forth in the verses, it was like Emma Jerry verse one, Mel B and Victoria verse two. So it was literally trying to recreate that formula. And I love the back and forth. And I think it was very interesting hearing all their vocals in a very kind of like, God, what the fuck was the year that Voodoo came out? 2010s?
27.
Okay, 2007. And the technology that they had then, it was kind of like, oh, okay, this is what Spice Girls' vocals would sound like in 2007 with the effects and the kind of trends of the time.
Partella.
I liked it. I liked it.
My question about Voodoo is, and I don't know if you have the answer or if any of our Spice fan listeners have the answer, was it a brand new recording like Headlines Friendship Never Ends, or was it a leftover track from Spice World Sessions?
I think it was a leftover. I read somewhere it was a leftover. New recording on an old demo, I bet.
He'd put money on that.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm saying that with such confidence and surety when I know nothing.
All right, so we've got a message here from Luke. And Luke has said, hi, David and Joel. Just wanted to say congratulations and thank you, baby, for 5 wonderful years of your amazing podcast, Right Back At Ya. If you think about it, that's longer than the careers of many of our favourite noughties pop stars. Facts. If you guys ever break up and go solo with your podcast, promise you'll reform in 2028 with your 10-year podcast reunion. Looking forward to many more episodes in the future. I love Joel's Tommy Mottola impression.
Me
it
too.
Cracks me up every time.
Me too. I love it. Also, when it's like Deviant Mickey Mouse, I can't remember which episode.
it's exactly the same voice.
I mean, like, yeah, it was like evil corporate Mickey Mouse is Tommy Mottola. Yeah.
He then also said, P.S. Hope you received my previous email below. We didn't. So, Luke, thank you for putting that to us. Perhaps something you can discuss in your mailbag episode. Well, what a time to bring it up.
What a time to bring it up. Sorry we missed it earlier.
Sorry we missed it. Pop fan Luke. So, what pop fan Luke has said to us, do you recall seeing any new pop acts that you thought would be successful but bombed in the charts?
Oh, I've seen a lot in my time, but they aren't necessarily the ones that pop fan Luke has listed here. Although they do sound interesting. I love the pitch, by the way. It's literally like linked to a YouTube video, title, name of the artist, the year it came out, and like a short little description. I mean, like, Luke, do you work in PR? Because like you are pitching this really well. The one we do recognize, obviously, JB, is our girl Ellie Campbell. Justice for Ellie Campbell, Luke said. I was a big supporter of our Ellie, and I can't believe her songs didn't perform better. This one reached number 50, her lowest chart position, and that was for Don't Want You Back.
And her best song.
I mean, these all sound good. Boys and Girls United. What are they? The American...
Written by J.C. Chazet.
I'm very intrigued. This American pop group toured as a support act for Miss Britney Jean Spears, as well as NSYNC, from 1999 to 2001. Do you want to come and be a researcher on our podcast? Yeah. These notes are incredible.
This one sounds fantastic. Times 4, She Got Game.
But Times is T-Y-M-E-S.
A four-piece girl band from London whose debut single, Body Rock, reached number 23 in the UK charts. Not everybody has that. This follow-up just scraped into the top 40. The best music video filmed in a multi-story car park. Well, we have to watch the video.
We have to.
But here's the best bit. Fun fact. Jennifer Lopez had wanted this track for her J-Lo album, but the girlies nabbed it first.
I mean, come on. To, you know, muscle out J-Lo to have this as your single. That is, we need to click on all these. We need to have a real digest. Thank you so much, pop fan Luke.
She
So, David, we've got a little voice note and some updates and news from a previous guest.
Oh, we do? Okay.
We do. Let me share screen again for you.
Who could this be?
Hi, you two lovelies. It's Belinda here. Congratulations on your 5th anniversary. Wow, it feels like just yesterday I was chatting to you guys.
It really does.
Oh, Cabell news. Yep, we're back in the studio next month.
Yes.
Watch out for that one. And my book, yes, The Girl in the Band, is being released on the 30th of August.
Thank God.
So watch out for that one as well. Love you guys. Happy anniversary. Bye.
Oh, love you, boo. Belinda, well, A, I can't wait for new Cabell Bops. Fan-bloody-tastic. But David Lynn, this is going to be the book of our lifetime.
I'm so excited to read this book. That voice note was from Belinda Chappell of Bardo. And come on, Aussie listeners, Aussie fans, pop stars, royalty, come on. I mean, we talked about this book with Belinda when she was on with Katie on our podcast years ago. It's so good to see it finally coming to life. And come on, Cabell's music, which is Katie and Belinda, it slays.
I mean, come on. And what a way to be releasing this book. You know, it's also being the inspiration of a TV show, Paper Dolls, which I've heard on the grapevine. It's going to be amazing.
I cannot wait for that either. I mean, come on.
I cannot wait. And Belinda, we told you when you were on, but we would love to have you back on the podcast when that book comes out. I genuinely cannot wait to devour that book.
Okay, so this next one is by Danny. Hello, darlings. Hope we are well. Thought it would be rude of me to not send some questions that are from one pop crazy fan to another pop crazy fan.
What are you trying to say, Danny?
Faves. I mean, every episode, as it is, just pop through and through. But my top two subjects, I would say, are Girls Aloud series. Just love any moments to talk and really shine a light on the legacy that Girls Aloud left. So I love these episodes and I can't wait for the rest. We have Cinderella's Eyes. So I request we get Nadine's solo music on an episode, please. Haha.
I'm always here and ready to talk about Insatiable.
Questions. Number one, talking pop stars arrivals, the final 10 girls, who did you both want to make into Girls Aloud at the time? I wanted Nadine, Kimberly, Amy, Emma, Nicola. Another question is, what has been each of your favorite episode that you've done?
So very tricky because obviously, David, you didn't see it at the time.
I didn't see it live at the time.
And we all know that I am the clear stan. And Danny, I know you are as well. So this is very, very tricky. And from rewatching Pop Stars Arrivals, it's been the highlight of sort of recent times for me. I always wanted Kim and Nadine to make it into the band. They were always my top two.
That's a tick and tick for Danny as well.
He's got it up there, though, because I'm an Amy and Emma stan. And then no one's got a voice like Nicola. But I think for me, it probably would have been, I love all 10 of these girls, as everyone knows. I'm a clear stan. I'm a Jafine defender. I think her discography is incredible. But I think for girl band, Nadine, Kimberly, I think Sarah, I always thought she really shone on Pop Stars. And I was a huge fan of hers.
Come on, Joel. Hate to press you on this and be a Dermot. And then you need to give us your final answer.
And then, yeah, Emma and Amy. But Nicola is a very close sixth.
Okay.
Because her voice was incredible.
So, okay, just to confirm, your lineup is Nadine, Kimberly, Sarah, Amy and Emma. Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lock that in. What has been each of our favourite episodes that we've done? Okay, I'll go first with this one. I really enjoyed in recent times. I really quite liked our Kylie Fever episode. I thought we did.
I thought we did
a bloody great job with Kylie Fever. And yeah, it is quite fresh in my mind because we literally just put that out not too long ago. So yeah, I'm going to go with that one. What about you, JB?
I feel like Kylie, we were in such a good vibe with Kylie Fever. Kylie Fever. But I loved recently during Booty Love because it felt really like yes. the early days of Right Back At Ya, where it was like really fun and silly.
Spontaneous and yeah.
Mystique always sticks out to me. I don't know why. I just had such a great time doing Mystique.
Mystique is a very good episode for us. I've heard that from a few people actually. So yeah, good memories and, doing that episode.
And to be honest, doing Pop Stars Australia, really, because it just was introduced so much to me. And it was that whole thing of, which I always said it was all brand new for me. So it was getting a brand new 2000s pop band and also getting a brand new TV show of all of Pop Stars Australia.
I don't think you can deceive this poison deep inside. Don't you treat me bad. Don't you make me sad.
About our Young Divas episode?
Yeah, I loved Young Divas too. I mean, as you know, they've stayed with me prominently. I think about Young Divas more than you do, David.
I think
David
you do.
Lim.
This is a fact. Yeah.
But then, yeah, obviously love doing Girls Aloud, love doing Sugar Babes, love doing Steps.
And then Danny says, keep smashing it, my darlings. Really good podcast. All my love. Thank you so much, Danny.
He's also said clear episode soon, please.
I wasn't trying to not read that out because we already know we're trying to get a clear episode. We're trying to do clear in a big way. So bear with us.
And watch this space.
We are on it.
All right, David Lim, let's move over to our Instagram DMs. See what's going on.
Oh my God, look at all this.
Let's go to the fabulous Trana Wintour, who has left us a voice note.
Love Trana Wintour.
Hello, right back at ya. This is Trana from Montreal, Canada. I am
oh my God.
Such a big fan of your podcast. I'm obsessed. The two of you make me laugh so much. I love all of your inside jokes. Jolie B, I love all your accents and when you pretend to be certain pop stars. David, DL2 is one of the best pop albums ever that never was.
Oh my God.
I'm also a really big Madonna fan, and I think it'd be so cool if you did a Madonna in the 2000s episode.
True.
I would love to know for each of you, what are your top five Madonna albums? You guys are the absolute best. Please never stop making this podcast.
Never. Oh, Trana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Trana. Oh.
But I think Trana's onto something there. Maybe we should do a 2000s Madonna episode ahead of the tour when it comes to London.
It's so true because there's so many big pop stars that we haven't really tapped into. And yeah, Madonna's definitely one of them. And I actually truly have been having like a 2000s Madonna resurgence in my own head. Top five, I mean, any of my close friends would know that I'm an American Life stan. So first and foremost, it's not even like a 2000 Madonna number one. It's that all-time Madonna number one album for me is American Life. Number two is Confessions on a Dance Floor. Number three, I mean, yes, Ray of Light. You got to give it to Ray of Light. I think we should keep it to top three, shouldn't we, JB? Or top whatever, whatever you feel comfortable with. Sorry, I can actually do a top four. Number four, Hard Candy.
I've got tickets for the Madonna tour, David.
You have?
You have?
Wow.
When that was happened, I was like, I just need to be there. Like Kylie, Danny, Mariah, I have huge, huge respect for these people. And Janet, I have huge respect for these people. And I know they are legends and they are deserved to be legends. But I am not off book and I'm very open to being introduced, and I've actually set a personal task for myself to be well and truly introduced.
There's a Trello task for that. Yeah,
by the time the tour's here, in no particular order, obviously the Confessions album, because I feel like that is her 2000s mm-hmm. pop album.
Agreed.
I have that on vinyl.
Agreed.
Ray of Light, obviously, because it's just
a classic.
Brilliance. The first album, just because I love Nile Rodgers.
He knows his roots in disco. Yes.
I think I'm going to leave it there. There are other things. I really do want to get into American Life. I know what a stan you are. And like, there's real moments of Madonna that I really want to get into. I really want to like watch and dive into the girly show. I need to just like sit down and like listen to Erotica. I know the fans really love that. So I'm like circling around it. And I mean, Trana, I want to hear from you. Maybe you could send me like an intro to like being a Madonna stan playlist or something.
Can you be like Joel's buddy in this Madonna experience, Trana? You're the official buddy into the Madonna fandom.
Trana, I need it.
So this one's from Katie. We're going to have a listen. It's a voice note.
Let's go for it.
Hi, right back at you. Hi, JB. Hi, David. A huge fan of the podcast and only found you guys recently, which is a travesty. I absolutely love it. Just wanted to send you my favourite moment and also a question to celebrate your 5 years. So favourite moment, absolutely obsessed with the way that David described the About You Now video in your Sugar Babes episode, or one of them.
How did you describe it?
Saying, I love a sexy in the city music video. I'm loving corporate vibes. Give me those concrete slabs and pencil skirts and flounces. That just made me laugh so, so much.
That's genius,
And just generally the way that you both describe the music videos and just the vibes of these kind of songs and everything is just the best. My question is, obviously famously in the Biology video by Girls Aloud, love them, but they all get the choreo amazingly wrong in various parts of it. What is your favourite error? Love you guys. Congrats.
Oh,
thank you, Katie. God, I try not to think about the Biology video and it possibly being very rushed and maybe not everyone is fully ready and rehearsed.
I think we have all come to a place, though, where we know that those moments are what absolutely make it and what Girls Aloud are all about. I mean, there was a tweet even recently showing it and was like, the person was like, I love the fact that this video is incredible, and at one point each and every girl gets a part of the choreo wrong.
Yeah, but that's maybe part of the endearment of it.
There's a moment where Nadine sort of slips a little bit, she sort of falls a little bit, and that is a real sort of funny, it's sort of like a fallen back into it moment.
And we had that moment when the girls came back for Something New and they did Children in Need, and Cheryl, when they were all strutting out, she had a little slipperoo on her stilettos, but she like recovered, you know, still holding her hand on the hip pose. But everyone was kind of like, oh, haha. But yeah, look.
Someone put a grip on these girls' shoes.
Honestly, need to like scratch the bottom of the shoes for a bit of grip. Yeah.
Thank you for reminding us about that About You Now description, because that is fucking incredible.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that. Sexy in the City is what I aim to serve.
All right, that was part one of two of our mailbag special. We're going to end it here today, but you can follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. You can follow me at Dr_Joel B. You can follow him at Love Limmy, and we'll see you at part two. Bye. Can we bring yesterday?